Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Newsline. In Indonesia's new capital city, Nusantara, the structure of the vice presidential palace is now finished. The head of Nusantara Capital Authority, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, said on Thursday, the project has reached 43% overall completion.
Istana Wapres sekarang sudah 40.
The vice presidential palace is now 43% done. The structure is complete. What's left are the architectural finishes and bulletproof glass. Those are the major parts still in progress. Indonesian Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka visited the site on the same day. He reviewed several key projects, including road construction, hospitals, university, housing for civil servants, a national mosque and basilica area. Basuki added, Vice President Gibran reminded all teams to keep the project on track without compromising quality. Indonesian Culture Minister Fadli Zon says the government plans to install a permanent stair lift at Borobudur Temple. He spoke after accompanying French President Emmanuel Macron and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto during their visit on Thursday. The stair lift is currently portable and doesn't damage the stone structure of the temple. There's no problem. We'll make it permanent in the future. This is about inclusivity. All World Heritage sites have similar facilities. We've planned this for some time. The current lift is portable and causes no damage. Not a single bolt harms the stone. Minister Fadli added the permanent version will use technology that protects Indonesia's cultural heritage. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Cerita lalu dan lihatlah dirimu bagai bunga di musim semi yang tersenyum menatap indahnya dunia yang seiring menyambut jawaban segala gundamu. Walau badai menghadang, ingatlah ku kan selalu setia menjagamu. Berdua kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Waktu wajahmu yang ku selalu padam langkahku telah lama nanti diriku tempat ku kan berlaku cahaya hatiku yakinlah kekal abadi selamanya seperti bintang yang sinarnya terangi seluruh ruang di jiwa membawa kedamaian. akan selalu setia menjagamu. Berdua kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Rasa yang kau rasakan kan jadi bagian hidupku bersama. Letakkanlah segala lara di pundakku ini. Walau badai menghadang, ingatlah ku kan selalu setia menjagamu. Berdua kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Resah yang kau rasakan jadi bagian hidupku bersamamu. Letakkanlah segala lara di pundakku ini.
Listener, today's music honor presents a song by Audela. Alda Wiyakadela Arif Suyoso, better known as Audela, is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far, she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single entitled Tertawan Hati, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Audela continues to be productive, and recently she released a new song entitled Setengah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martinus Layardo and Clara Riva. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, listener, here is the song by Audela called Setengah Mati. Enjoy.
Entah berapa lama sudah kita berpisah. Dan berapa malam aku menangis. Coba tahan diri melihatmu pergi. Berikanmu waktu. Apa kamu sadar ku masih belum bisa merelakan semua yang telah kita punya. Lama-lama lelah untuk berpura-pura. Begitu hebat sakitku rasa bila rindu semua tentang kamu. Mungkin aku salah menyakiti hati. Tuhan, ku mau dia kembali di pelukku. Apa kamu sadar? Masih belum bisa merelakan semua yang telah kita punya. Lama-lama lelah untuk berpura-pura. Begitu hebat sakit ku rasa.
Of Indonesia.
West Papua, pristine land in the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture, a world of wonders, mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago, extremely rich sea life, adorned with emeralds of islands, sprawling, protected in front of the coast. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. Friendliest of people. In life at its best.
Daun-daun yang bergoyang jadi saksi bisu.
This is life in an amazing setting. Where Makarero greets guests. an amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Here, the ancient is always only a short trip away, always reminding us. Life is beautiful. Amazing cultures and lovely sea. West Papua. Wonderful.
Here is keyword of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model, a quote by Jude Nyadin. Jude Nyadin is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Jude Nyadin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Thank you for still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, this year's Vesak Day celebration at Borobudur Temple, Indonesia, recorded a total of 100,000 visitors from May 1st to the 13th, 2025. This figure reflects a 25% increase compared to last year's Vesak. The peak occurred on May 12, 2025, with about 45,000 people crowding the temple area, up from 36,000 at a similar moment the previous year. The data was released by PT Aviasi Pariwisata Indonesia, or InJourney, through its subsidiary, InJourney Destination Management. Visitors consisted of Buddhists who were worshipping, local and foreign tourists, and event supporters. This year, Vesak series appeared more spectacular with a show of 450 drones and the release of 2,569 lanterns. Borobudur Sky was transformed into a visual performance space that blended with spiritual atmosphere, presenting a magical experience for the thousands of people. This place, this World Heritage Site, is getting more spectacular with the visit of French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday. And according to information gathered on site, Indonesian government installed a stair lift at Borobudur Temple at the request of the French government for Macron's official visit. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and President Macron signed a friendship and cultural cooperation agreement at the summit of Borobudur. And this visit to Borobudur marks the end of this Southeast Asia tour. President Emmanuel Macron himself visited Indonesia from May 27 to 29, 2025.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Senyumanmu membuatku mengerti bahwa ku tak akan mampu untuk sendiri.
jadi hampamu, oh, hampamu, oh.
Udah makan setiap detik, setiap menit, setiap jam untuk bahagiakan hatimu. Ku rindukan matamu, senyummu, detak jantungmu. Don't want to let you go.
Sejak kami hati dalam hatiku, kenali, kenali. Setiap saatku ingin kau datang temani, temani. Tak bisa ku dapat memisahkan lepas dari pelukanmu. Setiap hati ku ingin kau untuk kembali, kembali.
Canda juga tawamu warna hidungku, kata cinta tulusmu jadikan semua berpadu. Bayangmu yang tak mengisi semua mimpiku, sayangku, oh, sayangku.
Berdambakan setiap detik, setiap menit, setiap jam untuk bahagiakan hatimu. Ku rindukan matamu, senyummu, detak jantungmu. Don't want to let you go.
Sejak kau hadir dalam hatiku, kenali, kenali. Setiap saatku ingin kau datang temani, temani. Tak bisa ku dapat memisahkan lepas dari pelukanmu. Setiap kau hadir, ku ingin kau untuk kembali.
Come on, what you rapu tiap kau tak ada di sisi. Hey girl, what you doing to me? Tak pernah ku ragu lagi, ku kini milikmu.
Kurandakan setiap detik, setiap menit, setiap jam untuk bahagiakan hatimu.
Ku rindukan matamu, senyummu, detak jantungmu. Don't want to let you go.
Dekat denganmu, lewati berbagai hal, ku ada di sisimu. Tanpa kau tahu perasaanku padamu, sendiriku berharap beri kasih walau tak kembali.
Maybe not yours and you are not mine, but I'll be there for you when you need me. And it's only me, believe me, girl, it's only me. Yeah, it's only me. I will always be the one who pull you up when everybody push you down. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me. Yeah, it's only me.
Sekalipun kau tak pernah pedulikan rasaku, ku takkan acuhkan dirimu. Tapi ku harap suatu saat nanti kau tahu, sendiriku berharap memberi kasih walau tak kembali.
Maybe not yours and you were not mine,
only me, yeah, it's only me. I will always be the one who pull you up when everybody push you down. It is only me, believe me, girl, it's only me, yeah, it's only me.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Rejansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here, and of course, don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
pagi buta menebarkan bau asa. Detik demi detikku itu, inikah saatku pergi? Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia. Berikanlah aku hidup, takkan ku sakiti dia. Hukum aku bila terjadi, aku tak mudah untuk mencintai. Aku tak mudah mengaku ku cinta. Aku tak mudah mengatakan aku jatuh cinta. Senandungku hanya untuk cinta. Tirakatku hanya untuk engkau. Tiada dusta, sumpahku cinta.
Help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That words came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stone breaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the fields, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only. As in the case of stone breaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriyani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to do work that should be done by men, breaking stones, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
3 hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only 2. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friends. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course, but there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick, so you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted. Then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone after the domestic work is completed. She goes to Tukadayu River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours' drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours. Although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broken down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the fate, if things are smooth, then everything will. But if there is no project, then business will be bad.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school. But with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities, to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job, so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
¶¶ Manis Tutu village chief Ike Tutsukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand. Digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. That was the story of the brave woman from Manis Tutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Satu yang kau rasa sedikit berbeda dari yang biasa menjadi satu tanda tanya apa yang sedang terjadi kini.
Kau buat aku tak bisa pungkiri rasa tak pernah ku sangka akan adanya satu tanda tanya yang akan membawa kita ke sana.
Oh, ada yang tak biasa di antara kita, baru ku rasakan ada yang padamu. Kini aku mengerti, samakah kau rasa ada yang berbeda.
Membawa kita ke sana.
Oh, ada yang tak biasa di antara kita, baru ku rasakan adanya padamu.
Apakah ini benar nyata?
Resto terenak, membaca di sudut paling tenang, menonton pertunjukan musik, telusuri jalanan dari malam hingga pagi.
Kita pernah lama bersama, semua titik di kota ini adalah kita. Walau kau putuskan untuk kita tetapkan abadi. Percayalah sayang, berpisah itu mudah. Tak ada kamu di hidupku, aku mampu. Namun menghapuskan semua kenangan kita kesayangan. Tutup album fotoku, rapat-rapat. Buang buku-buku puisi, mengganti semua dekorasi.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sutan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau, performed by Nurul Fadila Hamid. Enjoy!
Thank you.
inside my head, I need to leave.